Well, that was just... Yeah, the symbol of the fist didn't come from that, but... Well, see, that's all to do with the Pisonades. The miracle of the fish, the Jesus gathered fishermen, the fish is the symbol of the Pisonades, and that's why the fish kept showing up so much in the writings around Jesus, because he was the avatar of the Pisonage. And so the symbol of the fish was kept showing up all the time. But it's interesting, during the Last Supper, the symbol of Aquarius showed up. Anybody know where that showed up at? No. When Jesus selected a place for the Last Supper, he told one of his disciples, go find the man that's carrying the pitcher of water, and he will lead you to the place where we will have the Last Supper. And the Last Supper, in other words, the last part of his life, foreshadowed the age of Aquarius. So what happened was that the age of Aquarius is symbolized by the man carrying the pitcher of water, pouring it forth to a thirsty world. And so you have the symbol of Aquarius at the Last Supper. They had to go find the man carrying the pitcher of water that would lead them to the room where they were going to have the Last Supper, the symbol of Aquarius showing up. In other words, that was a symbol that the teachings of Jesus would also have repercussions clear into the age of Aquarius. So the symbolism is really interesting to contemplate. Now, it's interesting to go into, to think of the end of the age instead of the end of the world. An age has a beginning and an end. The age he was referring to is the end of the age. Tell us, in other words, what is the end of the Pison Age? What is the science? What is the signs of the end of the Pison Age and the beginning of a new age? In other words, these guys were a bunch of new agers. They believed in a new age that was coming after the old age. So Christians really shouldn't shy away from the term new age, because the Bible teaches the new age over and over again. If we translate this one word accurately, and it appears over and over again in the Bible, and it's mistranslated all the time, but if it was translated right, a Christian would have to admit that he's a new ager, because an old age is ending and a new age is beginning. Nothing to do with the end of the world. Now, there's an interesting sign given about when the new age will begin in the same chapter. Tell us of the signs of the end of the age and the beginning of the new age. When you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. And then after this great abomination of desolation manifests in the world, and it tells us that this abominable thing, person, will seek to destroy the holy people. And when the early apostles talked about the holy people, they were talking about the Jews. What was the abominable abomination of desolation that sought to destroy the Jews? Hitler, wasn't he? Okay, keep that in mind. For then, and he's speaking not of the world as a whole, but of the Jewish people. This is the key to understanding this. Then shall there be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world, nor ever shall be. And except those days shorten, there should be no flesh, in other words, no Jewish flesh, saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Isn't that the way it happened? The abomination that made desolate, which was Hitler, sought to destroy the holy people, which was the Jews in their minds. They thought the Jews were holy. And except the days of World War II would be shortened, all the Jews would be destroyed.
In other words, if we didn't step in, they would all be wiped out.
Yeah, if the war hadn't have been brought to an end, the Jews would have been completely destroyed. But then get this next verse. It's very fascinating. Immediately after the tribulation, when the tribulation of the Jews ended, when it was no more a threat that the Jews would be destroyed, it was shortened up, and the Jews were saved at the last minute, And immediately after that, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall. And the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall the sign of the Son of Man appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, how was this fulfilled right after the tribulation of the Jews ended under Hitler? The powers of heaven shall be shaken. Well, how can the powers of heaven be shaken? Isn't heaven under God's domain and impossible to shake? The word heaven here is the key word. It comes from the Greek word uranos. And from uranos, heaven is translated, but there's another word that's derived from uranos. Uranium. And what happens when the powers of uranium are shaken? Yeah. The atomic bomb that takes place under the process of fission takes place by shaking the powers of uranium. It shakes the atom and splits them in two and creates the nuclear bomb. And what we have here is a description. It says right after the Jewish people, the tribulation ends, we're going to see the nuclear bomb. And let's give a description of it. It will be in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And it will make all the tribes of the earth mourn. Every single person on the earth that sees it will mourn. Now, I used to think before this interpretation came to me, everybody's going to see Jesus coming and everybody's going to mourn. Isn't there going to be one happy person? I couldn't figure that out. Why wouldn't there be one happy person? If Jesus is coming in the clouds of heaven, why isn't one person going to be happy? But it says here not one person will be, that everybody's going to be bothered that sees the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Now, why is a nuclear bomb called the sign of the Son of Man? This isn't the actual coming of Christ, but it's the sign that the Christ will come within a short period of time. And it's a sign of the switchover of the two ages. In other words, in 1945, when the first atomic bomb went off, was really the cusp between Pisces and Aquarius. We are now at the beginning of Aquarius. It's going to take about 200 years before we get fully into Aquarius. But we have the atomic bomb going off was the exact moment that we switched over the cusp from Pisces to Aquarius. And look how much progress we've made since that. I mean, it's amazing how much scientific advancement we've made since that time. Okay, why is it called the sign of the Son of Man? What we have to look at is what we find most interesting and significant about the Christ, and also most significant about the nuclear energy. There's one thing. The most significant thing that made, if it hadn't happened, we wouldn't even know about the name of Jesus or Christ, was the resurrection. If there hadn't been witnesses saying that this man came back from the dead, he would have been lost to history. We would probably never know a thing that he said or taught, or wouldn't know his name, wouldn't know a thing about him. But that is so significant that it really caught people's attention. This man came back from the dead. And what happened? After he was crucified, they put him in a tomb. The tomb burst open, split in two, and the eternal life escaped. What happens when the atom, when the nuclear atomic energy is created? The atom, the tomb of the atom, which entombs the spirit, breaks in two, and a portion of pure energy or spirit escapes. And that produces all of the nuclear energy. A portion of the atom is turned into pure energy, according to science, but in metaphysics, it's spirit. Pure energy and spirit are the same thing. So in other words, the tomb of matter is split open, and a small portion of that atom is turned into pure spirit, and it escapes, never to be imprisoned in matter again. So you have that correspondence. Christ in the tomb of matter splits open, the eternal life, the pure spirit escapes to eternal life. The atom splits open, and the pure energy or spirit escapes. The atomic bomb is a sign of the Son of Man because it's a sign of the tomb splitting open with a pure spirit essence escaping. That is why the atomic bomb is called the sign of the Son of Man. And the sign of the Son of Man in uranium or heaven. The powers of heaven are shaken.